Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm so happy that you knew not to stop talking at 3.
I'm excited about that too.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was just like, please don't talk. Please don't talk. Yeah, Aubrey, keep this in. Okay, do it again. Okay. Fine. Uh-huh. Okay. Shh. Hello, everybody.
Yes.
I wish y'all saw my smile.
You jumped in like it was the morning news.
Yes, the morning show.
Welcome to Fox 5 San Diego. Good morning.
Good morning, San Diego.
Scorcher.
Do the whole episode like a forecast. We're gonna
oh no.
Gonna be sports. Kev's gonna be right,
I'm Chunk Bagley.
Bagley?
Are you Chuck?
No, yeah, he's Chuck.
Chunk Bagley.
I'm Sarah Silverman.
I'm Vanessa Storm.
Ryan Williams.
And we are the Bald and the Beautiful.
Oh, yeah, give us the music. Lights. graphics.
We're about to get graphics.
Slow come up. Thank you for joining us. We are your 6 o'clock morning team, and we're here to tell you about the most recent episode of Married at First Sight, Season 12, Episode 13.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have thoughts? We're going to start with Virginia and Eric.
Well, to this week's episode, the couples met with the ever so elusive professionals.
Dr. Yes.
Dr. Pepper Shorts. We found out Dr. Pepper is still alive and good for her.
So excited. I was so Great. Happy to see her.
Yeah. Very
I mean, excited. She's been MIA the whole season.
When
the
I
whole
tell season. You, it was worth it. Because I tell you, this lady came out of the... She came out of the corner swinging. You hear me?
Okay, she
has been
there.
The realest of the entire episode.
Oh, the gloves were so happy. The gloves were off.
She and came in swinging.
Hey, yeah. Chris was the recipient of most of them.
The recipient. Oh, yes. I tell you.
I have to say, I was so... I felt so validated to hear Dr. Pepper... echo some of the sentiments we have stated in previous
episodes.
Did you
not think that potentially she is a fan of The Bald and the Beautiful?
Oh, gonna agree with you there, Melissa.
Without a single doubt on this earth.
Yes, I agree.
Okay. Dr. Pepper, hit us up, as they say.
While she was self-quarantined and not with the contestants of the show, I'm sure she was watching us.
100%.
I am so glad that she was able to get, as Marcus calls him, trash number two together.
I'm sorry, let's cue in the audience. For those of you who do not know, Eric has been upgraded to trash two.
Yes, trash two. I love how he
Second
tried to play
to
choir,
to trash one, Chris.
Choir boy with her, and he was just like, you know, we vibe, but then... You know, there's a thing with the dog. And what did she say? The same thing I said in the previous episode. If it were a child, you could not just come in and automatically say,
you
mine, 50%.
Hit the Doesn't head work on that the way. Nail with that one, Angel.
Boop. Thank you.
The nail on the head.
I realized it made no sense, but I wasn't going to correct him.
I did the boop so you guys would understand.
Blame bourbon.
Blame bourbon. No, but really, I was glad that she said that. I was glad that she broke it down. And that and what's so funny is how quickly he tucked his tail.
He gave up so quick. He was like,
that boy cowered. Like, huh? I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, he sure did.
There's a lot you don't think about.
You can tell this is why white people colonize stuff. He just came in and was like, the dog's half mine. Yeah. She was like, no, it's not, though.
It was colonization energy. Absolutely. Colonizer energy.
It is, though. It was. Because
if it ain't, you could leave.
Yes.
And he was playing her, always saying the dog acts just like you, unruly, unkept, doesn't know how to act, always jumping. Okay, first of all, watch your mouth. Yes. I don't know who you think you're talking to. Yeah. But he was like, he was big
on the homies.
He was degrading her.
Yeah, he really was.
Oh, absolutely.
Through the dog.
But
he
this,
was,
go ahead.
No, no. I was going to say, he was literally talking about her as if she was an untrained pet.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, through the whole time, it's like, well, I have to work on her. You know, she needs to do right. this. Yeah. She needs to do that. You know, she's just like Scruffy, whatever the doll's name is.
Rocky.
But he also thinks he owns her. So that's why.
And that's why he thinks the compromise is, we need to move into my house.
And what I found to be so interesting is that his audacity to speak to Dr. Pepper in his righteousness.
Yeah, because he had his glasses on.
Well, he did. But also, I felt like he felt so correct that he was like, well, you know, she just doesn't know how to be married. She does. She thinks she could just go outside and not ask me first.
Right.
And
right.
Dr. Pepper said, well, you know what I'm thinking. That's not right. Not her. You.
Dr.
Pepper, that's not right.
Yeah.
Is real. I'm telling you.
But she came back like, I know y'all missed me. Let me let you know why I'm on here.
She straight up like, hey.
But what was also great was that she used some of his toxic behavior to address an issue with Virginia. So I realized alcohol is a problem.
Yes.
She drinks a lot. Do you think that's right for your wife? I was like, why would you do that, Dr. Pepper? Do you think that's? I'm going to, what do they call it when you're a lawyer does that with the leading?
Oh, yeah.
She was leading the witness with that. Yeah. You can't think, that's right. The poison in your bodies.
Yeah, she said the poison.
Yes, she did.
When you're you know, drinking the poison.
Yes, I said, oh, Dr. Pepper, why you do it? This man is already feeling like he need to train her. And then you giving him some directions on how to train her?
So I'm going to go to my notes.
Go.
So what I did realize is when Vodka, I'm going to go ahead and call her Virginia this episode.
She's earned it. She's earned it.
Although Dr. Pepper saying that, again, it's not editing. She drinks. They drink
a lot.
For Dr. Pepper to have brought it up, they're clearly, that's not editing. They're drinking.
Yeah, so
watermelon.
What I did notice is when she wasn't willing to bend for him, when he went back to her and was like, hey, they told me this, you know, maybe we, you know, a lot of this is revolving around alcohol. She was like, no. So either she's no longer willing to bend for him or she truly is. She truly does have an alcohol problem.
I thought she had an alcohol problem.
She said, I don't want to talk about that.
She sure did.
Yeah, she shut it down.
She shut that down.
As soon as that was put on the table, like, nah, this ain't even up for discussion.
She's like, I can't be married to you and sober.
I took it one of two ways. Because she stepped up to the plate, showing her maturity a little bit and like showing that she will only bend so much, I was like, either she's purposefully not willing to work with him or she truly has a problem. I want to say that she's choosing not to work with him on that.
No, I don't think so, because the way he worded it wasn't a thing of you have to stop drinking. He said whenever we're going to have a discussion, we need to both make sure we haven't been drinking. And she was like, no.
No, though.
Because then we'll never talk. Because we'll never talk then if I need to drink.
But you know what's crazy? Is when he went back to Virginia and talked, he completely missed the point or even failed to bring it up of seeing things from her perspective.
Yes. Yeah. And Dr. Pepper absolutely said that.
Like, I'm like, so he was like, so this is what she said.
Yeah. All that stupid face, smug.
Dude, what's his name? Trash too? Eric?
Yeah.
I hate you. Zoom in, Josh.
Zoom in, Josh. What is happening with you?
You're zoomed. Look at this one. Oh.
Which one?
Which one, Joshua? You are
just as much trash as you gotta wait till he switches over. That bourbon didn't already.
It kicked in strong. The direction. First of all, your face is very Amar. You're giving very Amar. Are my pores
good? Yes, like fantastic. Hip hop Beastie Boys music video.
It looks like Amar in that TikTok video where all you saw, you just see.
That thing got like 7,000 views or something.
It?
After we talked about it, everybody went to my TikTok and was like, oh my God, this is hysterical. Yeah, he doesn't see it from her point of view. No. He doesn't care to. And it was so crazy how they got into an argument about him saying he wanted one weekend. Yes. And she was just like, it was like they were getting over an argument about something that didn't need to be an argument at all.
Well, the thing was, it felt like she was with it. She was like, yeah, that's cool. I can plan that and I can you know, work my friends around that. And then he was like, but also you need to cancel things for your husband.
You need to cancel. Exactly. That was like, the problem.
Why? If I'm planning, and it seemed like she was saying I'm planning and you are getting basically first dibs, then why do I need to also be? And it's a control thing. I need to be able to come first in your life at all times. I need to know where you are. You need to ask my permission. Well, I need to.
Listened to the Silk Sonic song, and that's what I thought of. What you doing?
Where you at?
Yes.
Oh, you got plans.
Don't say that.
That's Aries.
He in a robe.
Sip.
Well, that part. Well, they do be sipping wine. That is them.
I said, hello, this song is Aries.
Is doing it for me.
Yeah, man, it's my captain
test. This all the time. Before that, you do taste it with Tank. You wearing that.
I'm wearing it, Marcus.
But you know what? She's the one who brought that up first. He said, can we do it once a month?
Did he?
And she said, no, she said, well, you have to tell me in advance because she said she wasn't going to cancel.
Okay. See, I didn't know that. I didn't catch that. I saw.
Oh, did she?
I thought when he brought it up, he was like, you need to be able to cancel.
That's what I thought too.
And I'm like, why would she just automatically cancel?
She
brought, are you sure?
I'm almost certain because I was just like,
we'll hear from the audience. Did he bring it up or she bring it up?
Listen, I'll figure out before we're
done. Oh, you ain't going to go back and watch it. Ain't that important.
I ain't going to watch the whole thing. I'll get to that scene. But no, I was like, this doesn't have to be an argument.
It didn't.
Just say, yeah.
Be an argument?
Yeah, it was for them. But this is the other thing for them is that when you feel the a lack of control of your life, I feel like you'll find ways to exert control.
Yes, 1,000%.
And so I feel like she, because I think it's correct that she doesn't, it didn't have to be an argument, but if you feel like he is so overbearing, even if I'm wrong, I'm going to tell you no, because I want control.
Exactly.
Even if I'm wrong.
And that's how I feel about the drinking thing. And like when you talk about not doing it, I'm like, if you are that overbearing, then I'm going to be petty.
Yes. Just because I can.
Yeah, and I understand petty. I'm the pettiest person you have ever laid your eyes on.
I tell you what, though, being in a relationship like that, that is that stressful, may cause you to grind your teeth.
Yes.
No, it can. And I'm going to tell you what, Smile Brilliant.
Yes.
Is the company. Oh, what are y'all doing?
Nothing.
Y'all are, can't. Wow.
Y'all know I'm awkward.
Thank God that Smile Brilliant, you ain't going to have all those mistakes.
Correct.
Because they custom make.
Uh-huh.
They custom make trays for your mouth or guards so that things like grinding your teeth, especially at night, a lot of people, I think like 4 million Americans suffer from grinding their
40
teeth.
40 million.
40 million. Sorry.
40 million.
I was
I'm one
40
of those.
Million.
40. I am
when
too.
When I'm stressed, I grind my teeth.
Anxiety.
I'm a Pharrell beat.
In my sleep. Like, she'll be like, you stressed, ain't you? I was watching you sleep, and I saw you
grinding. I grind my teeth when I'm awake all the time. No, so I know I grind when I'm asleep. I'd be like,
my jaw is actually still very sore from when I just took a nap and I woke up and my mouth was clenched.
It is the worst.
It's the worst.
Y'all know I'm like,
stressed.
Oh, it's the worst.
And it's so expensive to get the custom made guards for like at a traditional like dentist office. And the fact of the matter is, like, you're paying like $300 to $200 per tray. And the fact of the matter is that you need.
You went backwards on the price.
Or 2 to 3.
People pay $300 to $200 on the track.
Yeah, you happens. Never know which it direction happens. It's
you never
gonna
know
go.
Where you're going.
No. It happens. You hitting the head on the nail
again. Again, I'm on a roll, but they wear down after a year, so you have to spend that money again. But not with Smile Brilliant.
Not with Smile Brilliant because they say no more.
No more. You can get your guards for a fraction of the cost.
By doing what? You can, using Smile Bright Lab Direct process, you can get the same custom fitted night guards for as little as
$45.
$45 per guard.
And then they got some other really great stuff too. If you're not, even if you're like, well, I'm grinding, but what about my teeth? I want them to be a little bit brighter. Guess what they can do?
Make them brilliant.
They got some custom fitted teeth whitening trays and a Kari Pro electronic or electric toothbrush. Get into it. So this is what we want you to do. head over to www.smilebrilliant.com and use beautiful,
beautiful.
At checkout for 30% off. Once again, that's www.smilebrilliant.com and use beautiful,
beautiful at
the checkout.
Want you to know.
Thank you, Smile Brilliant,
for sponsoring the podcast.
Mm-hmm. That was
this
great.
This is a whole podcast.
This is a whole, we doing a lot of things today.
We are. Y'all, so much.
So many things. So many things.
Within the day of Saturday. Mm.
That
y'all should know. We it took a lot.
It is April 10th, 2021.
It is the 10th.
It is taking a lot. And we said they're not going to hear. They're not going to hear.
I think that's why we're giving over energy.
Yeah, we have to. If we don't give over energy, you will get none.
Yes.
You will get sleepy time, sleepy boy.
I don't think, outside of Chris and Paige, who are not together anymore, they have the least healthy relationship on the show.
Oh, absolutely.
They had a good one.
Because Eric, or maybe it was her name ain't Christina. What's her name?
Virginia.
Virginia. One of them said to Dr. Pepper, we get along great. It was
Clara.
Yes. We're going to get to that.
No. She said it to her sister.
Yeah.
Yes.
And her sister was Virginia like, bull.
But she said, we never argue. We get along great. We never argue about the little stuff. It's the big stuff. And I'm thinking, I would much rather argue about the little stuff.
Hey, if you don't want fried, you want grill.
That's who cares. Right. The big stuff are like y'all are because she was like all of her sociopolitical views, all of his sociopolitical views are just like dad. That's big stuff.
That's big stuff.
That's huge. People get divorced over political views.
Absolutely,
especially recently.
Oh, absolutely.
No, recently is the most. Like lying in the sand.
She
like,
live
hey.
In the city. He live out in the county.
Yes,
yeah. Them is different. It's different polling
so,
places.
The thing that made me think that she was only being like, "All right, I ain't willing to bend for you for anything," is when she brought up the topic of kids.
Yeah,
because she was like, "I'm fearful of being a bad mother." So it's two things to that. Either after the child is here. Mm-hmm. Whether the child is here or not, while she's pregnant, if she's not willing to give up alcohol,
yeah,
she's got a problem. Whether the child is here or not, like that's a huge problem.
Mm-hmm.
So for her to be like, that ain't a discussion. I'm like, all right, either she's just doing that to him because mm-hmm. the doctor tell her, you know, you can't drink when you're pregnant, or maybe a glass of wine at the absolute most. It's like, I need my vodka.
Yeah.
You know, I just can't do it. I'm like, all right, that's a huge problem.
Yeah,
you shouldn't be pregnant.
I just saw, because I'm looking for if I was right or wrong, something that was funny in their thing was when she was like, you know, with the kids thing, you give me an ultimatum. He's like, I don't really like to use that word.
You don't know. Melissa was making this joke today.
Yes, he said it, but it is a deal breaker for me. She was like, it's the same thing.
Look at you, idiot. You do not know what an ultimatum is, apparently.
He went to the thesaurus like, I hate ultimatum. What's like, if you, all I'm saying is if you don't do it, I'll break up with you. Yes. That's lit. Like, it's not
you fly people across the country. How do you not understand what an ultimatum is?
No, he does.
He's
probably
Houston,
heard that so many times in his life, and that's why he's decided, I don't like that word. I'm going to use something different.
That's such a bad word. That's what you give every time.
That's what he gives every time.
Literally, by definition,
correct.
An ultimatum.
He's an ultimatum.
I was like, what?
And it's more than a deal breaker, because a deal breaker is
such
seems
an
like
ugly
in conversation.
Word.
If we don't do this, it's gonna. An ultimatum is like
such
do
an
this
word.
Or
yeah,
yeah. I just thought that
if you don't like
hilarious.
It, then if you don't like it, then
smack that bottom lip off, because he ain't got no top one.
He ain't got a bottom one either.
I was gonna say he ain't got much enough.
He was like, I mean, but yeah,
his top lip looked like
I don't
want to
be with
birds.
You if you're not gonna have kids.
What is
though?
That part of the mouth called? Like lips? Here mustache. And here. Like, he's got mustache and post-chin, no lips.
I hate you.
His soup stay hot. You can't
all
cool
the time.
It down with no lips.
All the time.
You can't direct the breath.
Okay, while Angel's still looking at this, I have a question for all the men.
What's happening?
Every man on the planet.
Joshua, too.
You're in this, Joshua. I'm sorry. Because all men, I don't want to say all, because now I'm acting like Eric and being very dramatic.
Right.
But a lot of men. Ask for an independent woman. Eric asked for an independent woman. I even want to say Vincent asked for an independent woman. And then when you get an independent woman, you cry about her being too independent and you're not needed.
please provide your definition of independence so we as women can act more independently.
Kev, I'll let you go first. Or you want me to go first?
So here's what I want. I want you to be in dependence of me.
Kevin!
How will my ego be stroked if you just do stuff by yourself?
That was Angel. Hysterical and so
that
accurate.
Was so accurate. It was.
That came at the wrong time.
Angel made a whole video because the man was just trying to be...
I've never felt more aligned. Courteous, chauvinist.
Chauvinism. He was trying to be courteous.
And Angel hates it.
You mean chivalrous.
Chivalrous.
But it was chauvinist. Hey,
but I'm going to tell you what.
The truth came out the first time, but that's not what you meant to say.
First, I'm going to oppose Angel, and then I'm going to jump on her side because I know Angel's like that. Mm-hmm. Last week, she picked up something that was heavy, and she was carrying it across the room. I said, I didn't bother to help. I said, that looks heavy.
He's moved to the side.
I moved out of her way for her.
So hold on. Let's reset it.
She caught her attitude. Video.
I didn't catch an
attitude. Hold on. Is this going to cause an argument? Hold on. Angel made a video. A stranger, she was at the grocery store or Target, and a stranger, Angel was putting something in her car, which it was cumbersome, but not heavy. And the guy was like, can I help? Oh, no, not can I help. He said, I got it.
He said, let me do it.
Let me do it. And Angel made a video talking about how she doesn't want men to help her because she got it. Basically.
So that's coming not from
what
a man,
I was going to say that's all what right. You heard. That's not what no, she no, said. No.
What did you so, say?
No, that's not what she said. What
I heard. Hold on. Yes. Say what you gonna say. What you said, and then I'm gonna let you know why he did that.
It is. I said. I admit it. It's very hard for me to not get an attitude when a man imposes his assistance on me when they haven't asked. I haven't asked for it. Mm-hmm. They're not giving me the option, basically, to decline or accept it.
Yes.
That is pretty much the summation of...
The fact that he didn't ask if you needed help.
Right. He just literally took what I had and put it in my vehicle. And it's not that I thought a stranger danger. I wasn't in a place where sure. I thought there were other women near that knew who he was.
It's not a question of safety.
Yeah, it wasn't that. It was more so, why did you think... that I wasn't capable or that you were going to do a better job because you honestly weren't.
So when Angel was coming in today, I just want you to know she was carrying a box that was cumbersome but not healthy. I made sure not to help her or to ask for help. And I said, hey, Angel, you know what? You got
not only did he not help me, he held open the first door, but the second door I had to get by myself with the box still in my...
Heaven forbid, Angel, but I jump in and help you when you got it. No, I learned from the video.
No. But this is the actual problem. And I know I'm cold and hot. This is the actual problem.
Let's draw attention to the fingernails.
I know, they are amazing. I love
them. They are
show them off. Zoom in on the nails.
Their nails.
Marcus calling these calls. There's no zooming on these cameras.
Hey. I know. Just ignore him.
Do it. Let them know. Hey, hit your camera too, Liz. Hey, you got to hit your camera. Hit your camera right here. Yeah.
Mark is telling Josh to zoom in on
I'm sorry, Josh.
Chaotic. Zoom sorry, in. This is a Polaroid.
The zoom in is for editing. Focus on this.
Punch in Kim Burns.
But no, go ahead.
Go ahead, Melissa.
Go ahead, Liz.
Yeah, I forgot. Oh.
Yeah.
The question of.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
That men, when that is said, the interpretation becomes an ego bruise. Mm-hmm. So you're like, okay, girl, you got it. Going to do it. Well, that's like not at all what she said. Right. But because if that's what you heard, you're like, okay, well, y'all want to be Miss Independent. You got it. Going and get it.
Next time, I'm going to lock the door as you go in. I want you to be.
I'm going to give you
a key out. Full strength. Yeah.
All right. Also, did you not ask for somebody? Sorry.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I said independence of me. Like, when I need to.
No,
no. I'm explaining to you. When I need you to depend on me for my ego to feel manly, then I need you to depend on me. When I don't need it, then gone be by yourself. You want to be independent? Gone. You want to be out strong? No, carry the heavy box.
So two things. Actually, three.
Three.
Hopefully, I can remember all three. So with that, like I said, last week, Angel was picked up something. She was carrying it, and I was just like, because I'm used to the strong Angel. However, if I see something that's cumbersome, I don't even let her negotiate. I'm like, shut up.
And
I
that's
got
why
it.
She made the video.
Because she'll fight, and I'll be like, nah, I'll kick I'll fight back
too.
Up. I got it.
I'll fight too.
But she picked something up, she was carrying it, and I was like, what's in that? Yeah, it looks heavy. I didn't even bother helping.
He moved out of my
way. And she called it out. She was like, did you see how you just moved out of my way and let me carry this? Because you strapping in strong. That's what you do. You and your mama. That's what y'all do.
Strapping
in
strong.
Y'all lift.
Strapping.
They are pickup trucks. Chevys. Fords.
That's how Melissa and her mama.
They ain't dainty. They ain't.
Don't let the size.
They ain't no damsel in distress.
Today Daisy said she was dainty.
Daisy, you are a Caprice. No, you are, what's it called?
I don't know.
El Camino.
Call my all sister right. El Camino.
You a lady, but you a pickup truck at the same time.
The El Camino is the car with the pickup with yeah. the van in it. Okay.
So Angel was like, for real? Joke. You just put that down. You just let me carry that. Because that's what you do the first date. It all goes back
so
to the
first
date.
So she got an attitude with you?
No, I didn't
she
have
didn't
attitude.
Get attitude. She no. did call out that I didn't bother to take the box.
Okay.
But and then I recall the first date.
It was because he made comments.
I said it recalled back to the first date.
Oh.
Face.
I'm sorry. Your pretty face.
It's you because so you made comment
I'm gonna
about
make up
it.
For
that
it.
Made, no, don't. I don't want you to touch me. You made comment about how heavy it was.
I hope so.
Go ahead.
No. What was I saying?
Exactly.
No. Exactly. No. Oh, I said I recalled it back to the first date because I pulled up. And I opened my door to get out to
I
let her in.
I told you why that happened.
Hold on, shut up. And her rat, ghetto
her,
ass, just
her rat.
Got in.
Hood rat.
Like, opened up the door. I was like, because, you know, back, you know, I had a newer, not new, but newer car. So when you put it in park and open up, all the doors unlocked. So she just got in. I'm getting out to let her in, but she didn't even give me the chance. Mm. Even today, I have a classic car. I will let her in the door. What you supposed to do? Hold on. What you supposed to do, Liz? When you got a car that don't automatically unlock and somebody opens up the door and let you in, you sit there, what do? You reach across.
Correct. Oh, and I lock their door. I don't do that.
This heifer does
she
not do.
And neither does she.
How often are you in the classic?
She just
says
she don't Let me finish.
You had to leave
however,
I was going to say thank you.
Question. No, but question. Question. When was the last time you was in a classic car?
By classic, you mean manual?
How often? No. God dang, girl. They still make not manual
often.
Cars.
The answer is not
all
right. Often.
No, I don't do it. I've never been in a classic
cars,
car.
Though.
I've never been in a classic
so
car.
So if Kev had a classic car.
I'll get one.
It don't matter. When me and Kev find this classic car that he's searching for.
Is that the rules of the game? I'm supposed to
hey,
lean
that's
over.
The rules. You know, if y'all want these old school chivalry rules, and you got to follow the old school chivalry rules.
I don't need
laws.
All the old school chivalry.
If you
rules.
Want one, you get them all.
No.
Let me finish.
Hurry up.
The rule of thumb is. The gentleman gets out. He opens up the door for you, or while y'all walking up to the car, he opens up the door. He lets you in. He closes the door. As he walks around, you unlock his door. She knows this, and this heifer still
don't
do it.
No, I don't. I don't know it.
And I call her out every time. I unlock, I'm like.
I didn't know that.
Really?
I literally,
really?
In my mind, I said
thank
you.
He calls it out
really?
Every time.
Your black ass
like,
couldn't unlock my door.
I didn't know.
You just ruined the whole date night.
No, I didn't.
You did.
No, I bet
you better
I
give
didn't.
Me some when I get home.
That's how I know I didn't ruin it. I bet you if it was either or, I'm unlock it, but you ain't getting no booty.
Like, girl,
door
you better lock that door. You better turn the car.
Throw the keys over the yeah. door. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, kick the dashboard. All right.
But yeah, I think men, because they want to feel, their ego needs to be stroked.
So that's what I was going to say. So, yeah, Angel. No. I'm jumping on
come
your team
to,
right
I know,
now.
Okay, go ahead.
No, Angel. All right, now I'm going to stop.
So, men need their ego stroked.
Y'all are either going to love this episode or hate it.
Or
I'm
hate
not
it.
Quite sure where.
Most of y'all going
to
love it.
Say what you
no,
say.
I was going to say the second point because that was my first.
Oh, you did have three.
I had three.
We're not going to do all three.
Oh, we're going to do all three. You're
no,
gonna get these
no,
three.
Because by the end
hey.
Of this, we're gonna need to go to
stay
a therapist to figure this out, and we will at Better
stay
Help.
On track. So the
boom.
Third, You see me look at Josh, see if it was time. I was like, he ain't
yes.
put his fingers up.
Well,
there.
I knew it as soon as she was doing it because I was gonna go on the same way.
Yes.
Boom. Here
oh
we go.
My
up
goodness.
High five.
High
up
five.
It's always happening to me.
Josh.
If y'all are still watching, I'm impressed.
Better Help.
Y'all
already
it.
Know Better
it's
Help.
The most use ever. Hey. Yes.
BetterHelp is sponsoring this episode. And I think a lot of our followers know about BetterHelp. I know Melissa has talked about them on her podcast.
I literally recommended BetterHelp to my mother this morning.
Wow.
Quite literally, I'm probably going to pay for a year's worth of subscription.
That's beautiful. Well, you know what? There's nothing better than being able to talk to a professional, licensed therapist, especially when you are going through things that you're not being able to reach your goals. You're just having a lot of blocks. And you need a professional. We're not talking about, oh, I'm just going to go talk to my pastor.
No.
I'm going to talk to Deacon. No, you need someone who is trained and licensed to be able to talk to. And you can find that at BetterHelp. Melissa, what you want to say about it?
I want to say that if you decide to get, go to BetterHelp.com, which you should do, you can get start communicating with a licensed professional in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. This is professional counseling done securely. And more importantly, it's done conveniently because you do not have to leave your home. Mm-hmm. You do not have to risk contracting the world, diseases, right. COVID-19, all of the things. Yes. You don't have to do that. It is far more convenient. There's no travel time. There's no traffic. There's none of these things. You're going to sit at home and you're going to get the help, not only that you need, but the help that you deserve to get the healing that you need to live the life that you want.
Come on. And then they have a broad range of expertise that you might not be able to find locally. And because there are so many more people that are starting to take charge of their mental health, like over a million, BetterHelp is recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. So this is what we want you to do, okay? We want you to go to BetterHelp.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
All right. And you will get 10% off your first month, again, at BetterHelp.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. And the bald and the beautiful. Thank you
for sponsoring us.
Kevin, you got some glaze in your beard.
There you go. You got it. Let it alone.
Okay, but it is. It's a very hard line. We can't.
We got to move on.
Number two.
We've spent how long on Virginia and Harris?
So number two. That's what I was about to say about what you encountered. That's game. Man sees a woman. Whether she's struggling or not, he's going to be like, hey, yeah, you know, I got it. Mm-hmm. That ain't always somebody saying you're weak or somebody saying, oh, you actually need help. That's shooting my shot.
That old man wasn't shooting his shot.
Trust me.
And there are a lot of dudes.
Let me finish.
If young men, if that's how y'all shooting your shot, stop. Get out the gym. Take your ball and move from the gym.
Old man, age don't matter. That's not what it is.
Are you saying every woman you have helped since you've married me, you've been shooting your shot
every single time?
I will punch you in your throat.
Every single time.
No. I didn't help you with that door. I knew better. I said, this number two said to shoot your shot.
Marcus's double down is second to none.
He said, every time.
Once
today, right after you walked out of the parking lot. Hey, you need some help? You got it? Let me get it anyway, lady.
Who's the next couple? God dang.
All right.
Might as well go to the face.
I said I had so much on them.
You want to go?
Let's go to the face.
Paige and Chris.
Trash. That man said
the face. I said, we've said this probably since episode 3.
Episode 1.
No way you can get worse. It's impossible that there's something you can do to make yourself look worse. This man said with all seriousness in his heart.
He has the audacity that was buy one, get one free. That's the audacity that he has.
That man said, all these beautiful women.
All these beautiful women.
Hispanic women, white women. Y'all bring me
the door. Tons of them.
I just can't get around the face. Calling it the face. I was like, you are
ugly. Like, for real. Like, no joke. High key. Beautiful women deserve beautiful men. You are ugly. I'm trying y'all don't know how hard I'm working right now. Okay? Y'all need to give me credit.
Yeah, good job.
We need to give you a cup of water.
I know.
No, for real. Like, he talking about it's the face. All the beautiful women. You are ugly. You look like your face got kicked in for 18 months, homie.
And he only has the suit. You want to talk about the face? Suit. He got the suit.
A suit. I feel like calling him out right now. Chest.
I ain't gonna do it. I ain't gonna do
you
it.
You remember that? But I said
I ain't gonna
the
call him
first
out.
Episode of this season.
You did, Angel.
They are setting it up. He is not gonna find her attractive, and I'm pissed off about it. Because I don't care that he said he was open. All the other language that he said, I was able to see that in the first episode. Yes. I don't understand how three people weren't able to see it, including the fact that Pastor Cal alluded to. I hope that he finds her attractive. If there was any, doubt that there was going to be that, especially because he talks so much about wanting a bad woman, a woman that
power couple,
couple. Not just a power, but he wanted a very gorgeous woman. That shouldn't be someone you pick for a show. Someone who is that into the aesthetic looks of someone.
You shouldn't let nobody. No. That's I don't
take that risk.
Like, I'm a control. I like. You know, certain hotels. When I'm on tour, I can't let nobody pick it because it's going. If you pick it, then I'm going to be mad. Mm-hmm. So they don't let Kevin. Here's either three to choose from, based on your picks, or you buy it yourself. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be that particular, sir, then don't try out for this show.
Right. Yeah,
exactly. No, because I know that process is arduous.
Yeah.
Because yes, all is. Them interviews and all that stuff, that was not a like, oh, you know, hey, you remember at the mall? Moment.
No.
Hey, you got 5 minutes. We're going to take a couple questions, give you $15. Yeah. It ain't that. No. That took some hours. You know you
days,
that picky.
Weeks, months even.
And he just thought he was so clever. When I bought a Mercedes, boy.
Hey, I'm going to let you know what. You ain't going to see Quasimodo on Halle Berry's arm. That's what he's asking for.
He's
Quasimodo from Hunchback of Notre Dame. Oh, yeah, that's him.
That's him.
He's that's calling
him.
Chris Quasimodo.
Oh, got it.
Yeah,
but Mercedes a pretty girl.
She a pretty girl, but she.
That's Mercedes?
We don't know Mercedes.
No.
We don't know what she got going on.
Oh, Mercedes. The baby mama.
Yeah, we don't know what she got going on. We don't know nothing
about
her.
No, I'm just talking about the way she looks.
Yeah, no, she's pretty.
I mean,
he be talking about Paige like she just. I mean,
she's so pretty.
He be doing the most.
He and does.
That's also, what I'm saying. I ain't like, not even relative to her. I'm talking about him. Look, I got two women that think I'm beautiful. That's my wife and my mama. All right? Everybody else, I don't even know about. I don't really care. Angel knows I have a hard time judging the like attractiveness of a man. Mm. But I can call out when a man is gorgeous and when a man is hideous. Now I ain't
now,
calling
in the middle,
him hideous.
I can't tell you much.
I ain't calling him hideous, but he's real close to the line.
He's like he's over.
Yeah, no, he's touching the line.
No, his personality. And his.
But let's hold on. Let's
his,
be
his
petty.
Air.
Is it only personality? If he never
no,
spoke
I'm
a word.
No, I'm just saying it's adding to it.
All right, I'm just asking y'all in opinion.
No, this
hold
is
on,
the thing.
Regardless of, you know, whether a man can be sweet and be attractive and all that, if you saw him and he didn't speak a word, she didn't speak a word, I know I'm talking a lot. That's what they, hey, it's been a long day. If y'all saw this dude, what would you think?
This man asked the question
top?
And answered it.
And then answered it. And then answered
it. Had three swigs. What is this?
It's it's Basil Hayden rye.
Basil Hayden? Rye. Dark rye.
Dark rye.
It happened so
that Joker went to his bloodstream.
Like? This because he was. Hasn't eaten.
I ain't had nothing. Oh, I ain't had nothing.
No,
to eat.
I know. I know what happened.
All day. I had a donut.
That's why he talking so much.
Angel had a photo
that's
shoot.
My favorite thing
Marcus
ever.
Said, man, what y'all think wait. 5 + 5 = 10? That's what I thought, too, when I asked it. You know, 10 is a number I like. You know, it's now I got a 1 and a like 0. Maybe. You know, lines and circles, okay. They be making things together. Computers are bid by 1-0-0-0-1.
Yeah, you're my back right
I'm sorry.
Come on, Kev is right.
Marcus is
that's
right.
That's a slogan.
Marcus is right. I'm glad he's talking that much.
Man,
keep going, Marcus.
It oh, is man. A Marcus is lit
I'm
episode.
Lit. Y'all saw it happen. Let it didn't happen before we started recording.
Literally.
I was good before we started. Go ahead.
You poured rye in your mouth when you
yes,
had it.
He said, hold on.
It was before we started recording.
Look, he said, I'm trying to catch up to y'all. We hadn't even started drinking.
Look, the motive,
this is Kool-Aid.
The motive was I didn't want to be dry and I didn't want to be quiet over here in the corner.
Well, you're not.
I mean, achievement unlocked.
don't patronize me. Keep your hands off me.
Okay,
get your hands off me for now.
Okay. For now.
This is my favorite episode
this
I've done ever.
Mark,
hold on. We started off with news anchor, though. Like,
this episode has been everywhere. Yeah, this episode's going to be 90 minutes of nothing.
Y'all, we listen.
Because we needed time
to
feel. That was my goal.
We need y'all to know. It's because we promised y'all to have it on Monday.
Yes.
Because I wanted to push this to tomorrow so bad. I'm going to let y'all see
these notes. Oh, there was no, when y'all said tomorrow, I was like, no.
I got vodka. No. I got vodka and trash a whole bunch. Everybody else is like, Ryan and Clara, just a little bit. The rest of them is like, what's the point?
I got stuff on Haley and Jacob.
Okay. I got stuff on all of them. Chris, to answer your question, Chris is not, there are a lot of women that will look past looks. That's not uncommon. What about
the ones that won't?
That's not, listen, a page is the one that is one that will look past. It's not uncommon for a woman to look past looks. But for him to have this adamant thing of what he considers attractive, to one, continually sleep with this woman, drag her like with her emotions of like, oh, let's be together, yada, yada, yada.
Yo-yo her.
Yes, yo-yo her. Yeah. I wish that Dr. Pepper was the one that he sat with.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's because
she didn't mince no words.
Yeah, she's like, he's a narcissist.
Them producers knew. Them producers knew, like, don't set him down with her.
Nah, she had all, she wanted the smoke.
She's a real one. All the smoke. She's a real one.
Yeah. Yeah. I honestly, and I get the TV show aspect, and I get they pay these people or whatever, and they want them to be in the episode. I don't. I want, let them go.
I really want them off the show.
Let them go. Come back for decision day or whatever. It feels what's the word?
Cruel.
Unnecessary.
100%.
It feels cruel to put her through. And then she got to watch this.
She got to watch him talk trash. Cash crazy. About her.
Like it.
What's even more disturbing is she willingly goes through this.
She does.
And it's like, something's telling me it's not her first time going through this.
I want better for her.
I want so much better for Paige.
The definition of ride or die, but like the negative connotation. Yeah. Where you're like foolish.
You know when they always on like social media, they'd be like, women, you got to stay down while you go through stuff. That's what they, I want to watch you put her through hell, rake her over the coals, and then 11 years later be like, you know what? I should act right. And then you big her up. By then, she done been through everything but the kitchen.
Yeah, like, she would be perfect for Eric. She would be perfect for Eric. All the ultimatums, she'd be like, fine, I can do that.
She actually would. She wouldn't go out for no friends.
Yeah, but his social group, like, they don't like black people. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that wouldn't work.
No. Like, black lives,
colonization, blue lives matter.
But those are the ones that be liking black women. It goes back to that slavery blood.
That's so real.
Yeah, yeah.
That's real.
But as much as I want better for her, Paige has annoyed me so bad. But, like, I can't even, I'm done with both of them.
I just want them to be known.
Yeah, I don't want them to give him any more. He was a whole hour late.
And then he came in with the smug.
Can we not even give him the energy? Like,
we can move on.
I'm asking. Like, we don't have to go that route, but
yeah,
let's just move on.
He was late. We should say, because they're gonna be like, "Yeah, I didn't even mention it."
He was late.
He was late
again. Pastor Cal talking to the producers. The producers might as well just come from behind the camera and be on the show. Then,
right.
If y'all gonna be a part of every episode, either by talking or over in the corner congregating, kicking.
Like, I can't even, like, I'm going to call him out. Hell with it. He actually hit me up on social media. I don't know if it's the actual number, but I did Google the number, and it does trace back to Illinois, where he's at.
I did the same.
And I was real with him, and I was just like, hey, I would love to talk to you, because right now you're looking real trash. Like, I didn't hold nothing back. I let him know what it is. I know he done seen these episodes. He at least seen one.
The fact that my phone is contributing. Okay.
And I so wish.
I would love to talk to an OG.
I love to talk to an OG. I seen y'all's episode. You know, and I was like, all right, this dude apparently is trying to, like, find out where I'm at so he can fight me, which I was hoping for.
So he can fight you?
I don't know. That's what I was like. Oh, he trying to set me up.
He was like,
hey, you know, you talking that trash on social media. I'm a real one for real. Anyway, so he actually hit me up, and I was just like, I wanted to talk to him to see how trash he actually was. Like, I'm like, this can't be real. You can't be this disgusting of a person for real, for real.
And he hit him up back when they were on their honeymoon.
Yes. Yeah.
That long ago.
Yes.
Yeah, he asked me to keep it private, and I said, absolutely, I'll keep it private. But being that, for some reason, I don't know, he maybe watched another episode, was like, I ain't talking to this dude. Like, because he stopped communicating.
Yeah.
Well, he made his account private.
Yeah, he made his account private, but he stopped communicating with me, too.
Yeah. The thing, though, is
But he asked me to keep it private, and I did. But we've since then.
It was the conversation that you all were going to have.
Exactly. That's right, how I interpreted
right,
it.
Right, right, right. So, I will say this. This only proves my point of the first couple of episodes. You are the most trash person that's ever been on this episode and probably walking this earth, dude. Like,
he
you
is doo-doo.
Like, for real.
You know what you need for doo-doo?
Uh-huh.
Real.
Uh-huh.
Real paper. Wow.
Boom.
That's what we here for. You know what I'm saying? We talk about that bamboo toilet paper.
Hey, cuz.
You feel me? And you know what? We all about the sustainability here, even though we're using plastic cups right now.
We're not.
We be using glass for the most part. But in this moment, we might not be doing our best. But at home, we do, and we do it with real paper.
One step at a time, people. One step at a time.
Step at a time. They are truly a really great, clean brand. They use no plastic in their packaging. Even the tape on the box is made of paper. And it's a treeless toilet paper because everything is made from bamboo. And what's great is that you never have to run out of toilet paper, which is so frustrating.
Yeah.
That is the most irritating thing.
Because your butt be wet.
Yeah. Wet. Wet.
Nobody wants that.
Nobody. It's you over here using Wendy's napkins because you ain't got no goddamn toilet
Now you
got to
get
paper.
In the shower afterwards.
Now you
got
to wash that. You got to toot. Wash. You got to toot that thing up.
Yes,
face the
much.
Other way in the shower.
Don't nobody want that.
Too much. They deliver it to your door.
You got a frosting in your butt.
You can set it up for when you want them to deliver more so that you never have to worry about it. And so, which I like better than like going to Costco and getting bulk because then you got to give up all the storage for
Space
toilet paper.
For toilet paper, which nobody wants to do.
What in the world? World.
And listen, we know who buys the toilet paper most of the time. It's us. It's us women. And you have a gazillion things on your to-do list. Why would you add, I got to go to the grocery store because we finna run out of toilet paper.
Come on
you
now.
You don't want that. Mm. So I have as many things that I can automate, I do.
Listen, dude. Come on. It ain't coming
I automate as hey. Take it off my plate, therefore take it off my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are twins.
You got to. Never run out of toilet paper again. Choose how often you want to deliver. What that means to Angel's point is you can choose the cadence. Maybe your paper use it. You need a new delivery every month. Maybe you need it every 3 months. Whatever your cadence is for your family and your needs, you can choose that. Right. Every roll purchase helps fund access to clean toilets for those in need. Real is delivered with free shipping, and anything free is good for me. Yes. Use our coupon code TBTB to receive 25% off your first order at realpaper.com. That's 25% off your first order at realpaper.com. Use our coupon code TBTB.
TBTB.
Shout out to Rio.
Thanks for sponsoring the episode.
Hey. Absolutely. So,
you
back,
going
to,
back
it.
To talking.
Yeah. So, Chris, if you for real, you want to talk to, as you call me, an OG. I ain't no OG for real, but if I'm a couple years older than him, so.
But your spirit is OG, though.
Spirit is OG.
I'm an old school.
Marcus loves old timey stuff.
He do. He loves it. Like,
when's the last time you've been in a classic? I was born in the 80s.
She
I don't
was
know.
Like, well, we did have the Corolla.
He was
but
born
we...
in like 79.
I was born in 09 a classic. Toyota ain't got no classic cars, huh?
No.
Technically, yes. Anything 20 years or older is a classic.
Oh, really?
Really?
Anything, I think, is 25 to 30 years is considered vintage.
So that Honda you grew up.
Wait. I didn't know that. I thought it was a very like time period.
Because of the generation.
Because
that's 25 from when
However,
we were born.
However, if you got a 2000 Lexus, guess what? It's a classic now.
But classic, then the definition of classic changes because if 20 years ago we was using everything was electronical.
I know it.
Pretty soon all gas cars are gonna be classic.
Yeah.
Cause the
in
Chevy
California, Bolt. Especially.
Man, I was in an electric Porsche.
You Somebody got more of that?
That e-tron. I got a whole bottle. You want some?
I don't. You gave me bourbon. It never came
you
out.
You gave me bourbon.
No,
what's taking you so long to drink through that?
I gave you brandy.
You gave me brandy.
Angel, Angel gave you brandy.
It was brandy.
No, it was Marcus. It was Marcus.
Let's move
You're
on.
Right, though, Marcus.
All right, are we done with who was we talking about?
Paige and Chris.
We're done with them.
We're done with them.
Okay. Ryan and Clara.
Ryan and Clara, yeah.
Lying sack of crap.
Why do they lie so hard? Do they not realize that the experts see everything that's happened thus far?
10 out of 10, but for sure.
Guess what I said? This that's hilarious, by the way. That joke hit on the back. Yeah. I said last week, she has told everybody but him about the
you
sex.
You did say that.
She told her friends, she told the experts, she told the show. She did not tell him.
Adriel actually had to remind me of that because I was like, why is he acting like he don't know?
And Adriel
was
I
like,
said the he same. Don't know.
He never said it to him. I was like,
she never said it. Set her over there. She over there throbbing, and he ain't even know.
Hello.
She joked about it once.
Throbbing.
That's what it is.
Hysterical.
Because she's been giving up at Underbite Thunderdome. I'm telling you.
Yeah. But
he's relieved, and she ain't.
She needs some. I need something else.
She needs to use her words.
She needs to use her words.
And tell him, because I'm not going to lie.
And Vajit.
Yes. Asexually. What's the song, Kev?
I'm a Gucci. Why don't you go on and eat me? Lick me on the outside, lick me in. Before you try to put your penis in. But the key is you got to put your penis in.
If I listen to that so many times.
You got
to
put it in eventually.
It's so catchy. Oh,
what's funny
I hate how catchy that is. Response,
you said I'm sorry and then enjoyed the rest of the
song. I know, because it was funny, but.
other than DMX, that's all I've heard. Past 2 days.
No, yes. Your response to it, your acceptance of
she was like, I'm sorry.
What are you going to do? It was, she had a coochie puppet.
She
coochie.
Did.
What did you expect?
But the thing is, we had she just met her. We had just met her. So I'm like, I don't know if people know him. I don't know if they know they like he's silly. Like, I don't know. So let me prep you that like in advance. Moment.
She
so
packed sorry. A coochie puppet. All bets are off.
Brittany's so cool. She was just.
She was like, you know the parts? I said, pull that hoodie off. See what I'm in clear.
My girlfriend for a one woman show had a coochie puppet that blew bubbles out of the clip.
Yeah, it did. It blew bubbles.
What?
Look, I was sitting there. I
love to see this performance.
Look, I was sitting there like, huh.
It was Brescia. Her finale look, song is Things look. From Your Heart and Not From Your Pussy. And then she waves it and the bubble look. Just starts.
That is.
Look, I was just like, is that what it's like?
We need an EP. That could be the second song on the Coochie EP.
But the LP and the EP.
But yeah, she lied. She lied.
Both of them did. They lied so
Ryan
hard.
Ryan is delusional. That's one thing.
That's what I think, too.
He's delusional. She lied.
Yes.
That's
accurate.
That's another.
That's accurate.
They're both, them and Aaron, Eric and Virginia, are both suffering from we want to appear to be
better than we
are. But the thing that's crazy is we see all the video.
Right.
We see the video. We have unbiased.
We see you on the video.
We see you on the video. Like, y'all, them can't. And then on top of however their relationship is, you can edit it to look, you know, another way. Everything ain't peachy. They're not as bad off as far as Eric and Ryan. I mean, Ryan Eric and Virginia.
Or Jacob Eric and Haley.
Yeah, them.
None of the, yeah. But that's a big issue, especially for her.
Yes. And he didn't even know. She was like, how does she feel about it?
I should ask her.
She's great.
It was such an honest.
You don't need to ask her, but I'm sure she's fine. Like,
it was such an honest twinkle of a, you know
maybe
what?
Maybe I should ask her. Yeah. You don't say.
Like, they, like, especially her, they answered, like, it blows my mind. It's like, you see 90 cameras around you, it's not 24/7, but it seems like 24/7.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hours
cameras in your house, where you live, where you sleep. There's a camera. Why do you not think that these people have seen that? They're able to recall things you don't even remember.
I think
remember.
They must tune it out. I think after a while, you must just, like, you know the cameras are there, but you ain't really, like.
Yeah, it's almost like a light sensor. It's just like, it does what it does.
I don't know if they thought it was a test. Like, she's trying to pass a test or interviewing for a job.
Yeah.
It's great.
For sure.
That's what it felt like. It's just like, you have this opportunity. He's such a, but.
I'm sorry. I quit.
They have this opportunity to talk to these respected experts and work through problems that most newlyweds do not have access to or even think to have access to.
That's true.
And to feel as though you need to put on a show for them.
Yes.
It's very, obviously I'm not in their situation, but it is strange to me. I don't know if it's like pride that they don't want to be the couple that just can't get it right or to.
Can't get right.
Or. if they feel like they would be letting the experts down if they don't appear to be this perfect match that the experts thought they would be. But I was blown away when I expected for Ryan, because he thinks he's a fantastic husband.
Yes, he does.
So
who should be giving advice?
Yes, right.
He literally said it.
No, that's what I'm saying. So I expected him to give me the 10 out of 10 for sure. I expected that. But then when I heard her sound exactly like him, not just in like saying the same thing, but actually literally saying the same words like him, for sure. I was like,
best relationship I've ever been in.
I was like, wait.
Me and Melissa talk like each other too. We both say, sure. I definitely got it off a list though.
Me and Marcus say a lot of the same things as well. Like that. I don't know why that stands out to you.
That TH, forget about it. Like it's like that.
I don't hear it.
Again.
You're right, Marcus.
He ain't loyal. That's what I said. But no, it's crazy how she lied to him. And when she was like, oh, well, it's a little frustrating. You are extremely frustrated. Be honest. Open up your mouth other than to use our sponsor.
There's no sports sponsor.
No, Angel was being to help me right there. No.
Yeah, we already had to cut your other stuff out.
I wasn't going to. No, we ain't cut nothing out. Did we cut something out?
Yes, another episode we did. I was like, thank God.
No. I ain't. Yeah, I've been on my P's and Q's. It's been
you. Last two or three.
It's been you.
No, okay.
It was one of us. It wasn't me. I knew it wasn't me. Yeah, the cuts y'all saw was not because of me.
I want to know from y'all. I was thinking about this when I was watching. Do you think one solid trip to Pound Town and I Love You would solve their issues?
Not as long as he's recently been emptied by her helping him out.
I think.
I'm trying to be PG here.
Is that right? Well, you could have said not as long as she's still doing oral
Guess what?
Sex.
I'm not. I didn't say sex. I didn't say oral.
You didn't. Could have
said helping him out.
It could have been a solid handy.
But you, Pete, that doesn't make
Why you got to be such a hater, though?
A reach around.
I don't understand it.
Reach around. I think he just needs to say, I love you.
Not Blue Ivy. Ivy Park.
He said, listen, the clip from the preview from the next episode, he said, well, if I say I love you, then I have to say it all the time.
I can't believe he.
I don't. I really don't understand. Like,
expect me to say it.
I don't know if it was him or somebody else that said. I don't want it to become like just a thing that we say out of habit.
He did,
which I understand. One is like when I say it, I want to mean it.
Yeah,
not just like, oh yeah, I love you, and you start ignoring the fact that they said I love you. I get that.
But also, don't you think it's weird that he said they went years? He was in relation, maybe not weird, but unusual or so, not the norm to go years without having sex or saying I love you. So y'all was roommates.
What's different about Married at First Sight is like you brought up the point. We all know that they've only been together for a month and a half.
About 6 weeks.
However, it's been every single day, which is now accelerated into, all right, it's been more like 5 or 6 months. Versus a month and a half.
The way it feels. Yeah.
The way it feels. Because, like, we were dating. We saw each other however many times out of a month. Not every single day living together.
Yeah, definitely on some accelerated
path. I get where she's coming from. But like I said, she needs to open her mouth and use her words.
No, absolutely. I think it's a little bit. I think there's a little bit of, I don't know if it's commitment phobia on his part and controlling. Because as long as he hasn't said those words, he kind of has the power to steer the ship. I do think it was a big insult when he said, when she was asking, when do you think we'll be intimate? And he was like, I want it to be special. As if having sex with your wife isn't automatically special.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, what? She's your wife, so there's autumn. You've never had sex with your wife,
right?
Yeah. Ever, because you've never had a wife,
right?
So that's what I said last episode. He doesn't know what's special. Special? Explain
it's
that
like
to
the
me.
Hollywood,
what does it feel
I think
like?
There's a romanticism of sex and love and a feeling and like. I got to check these boxes off.
I also think he's adding a pressure.
Definitely,
I think he's adding an un.
To the sex.
To the sex, to the love, mm-hmm. to all of it. And I almost think this may get a little therapy-ish, but I almost think maybe he's afraid he won't be able to meet that.
He probably won't.
And so he...
Not the first time.
He is...
Or the second.
Or what if he
second?
Comes fast?
He yeah, probably will.
First, second, third.
He probably now you thought will. Fourth
or fifth, you might have a little bit, just a little bit.
You sneezing? I finished at Big Boy.
But it's like he's
you put it in
this perspective
on the outside. Because he was trying to put it in.
Achoo. Why is he sneezing?
It's a penis sneeze.
But he's putting this whole feel on something that he's never experienced before. So he has no idea what he's looking for.
I heard it. I heard that before.
He has no idea what he's looking for. Like, you
just do it.
I want to hear bells. Guess what? There are no actual bells that you actually hear.
No. I think a lot of it
is. That's a saying.
I think we're so used to church girls having that whole outlook of it needs to be special, it needs to be, so it does feel odd hearing a man have this whole, like,
very true.
Yeah, that's true.
Fairy tale
but
type
we
of.
We talked to church girls the same way. It's like, hey.
No, we were kind of just as hard on Karen a little bit.
Yeah. We were hard on Karen.
For not having sex or for the way she was treating
It was
you?
The sex thing.
I don't feel like
but it was more so the way she
wasn't
was treating
even talking
him.
About
but she,
sex.
She was distant.
But remember, he did the calendar thing.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know, that's what I'm saying. Oh. That was the way she was talking about it, right?
I think it was more
she wouldn't
so,
even have a conversation about it.
Yeah,
what I'm
she
saying.
Was like avoiding it altogether.
Yeah.
To where this dude is just like, Miles purposefully brought up sex.
He did.
Yeah, he wanted to have a mature conversation
she
about
hasn't.
Sex.
She's brought it up to everybody else except
that's
him.
True. Yeah,
that's
true. Absolutely. That's
she's stupid about the conversations, what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay, I got
first
it.
First of all, Karen's the big homie. Y'all ain't gonna keep
big homie.
No. I didn't mean that negative. Yeah, I didn't mean that negative.
Now I'm messing up.
I'm saying, but even prior seasons, there's been almost always at least one woman who is not ready to have sex.
Yeah.
And we don't pressure them enough. It's just
but
not
has it been a conversation?
Men.
It's like
there's usually
like
conversation,
a mutual
though.
Conversation. Yeah. It's like, oh, you know, blah blah blah. She's said everything to, like, and I didn't even realize it till Angel said it to me. It's like she's spoken to everybody except
she
for
has.
Him.
She yeah. has,
and that was the point because the people had brought it up in the. I was making boy stop. She some people commented and was like, if it was a dude that was talking about, oh, he needs sex. This would be a whole different conversation. I feel as though what makes this different is because she is not saying it to him. It's yes. not that she's really pressuring him like that. She's actually bending to what he's asking. She's not trying to, you know, rape this man. She's just waiting. She's like, when do you think you'll be ready?
This is why we don't go live. This is on me this week.
I wonder if they actually know what you're saying.
No, God, they're just like, what is happening?
They'd be like, yeah, they'd agree with me. You'd be surprised at how many people agree with me.
But they all need to, both of them need to be more honest. Even Ryan, he knows that he is not going to be comfortable unless his kids are sitting up in church.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I was sad about
that, too. Yes. That was a no.
Like, and I think you're trying to be like, ooh, am I okay? But you know, like, there's some things you're just not going to be okay with.
Yeah.
And that's a money, sex, religion. Those are top three.
They haven't been open with each other. Like completely, got to be completely open with each other, and they haven't been.
Yeah, no. You're right.
With between them and Virginia and Eric, they have these big rock issues that they're not really addressing.
Yeah.
And it the thing about it is, you can only run for them for so long before they do, unless they decide not to have children at all.
Yeah.
But you have a kid, it's going to come up. Period.
Yeah. Back to what you said. Avoiding an argument or avoiding a situation doesn't get rid of it.
It builds resentment, ain't it?
Yes,
the end of it?
It will build resentment, period. And that's worse. Like, deal that's with the issue.
Who we on?
All right, now we're going to go to Jacob and Haley.
They played her so cold.
I was glad.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper Shorts was here for the smoke this episode.
She was like, have you tried?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Because it looks like he's been doing it on the trying. Roll the credits.
Yeah,
and it was literally.
It was receipts.
Yeah.
It was receipts.
It was like seven different things. And they didn't have one clip of her coming to her. And what she do? She full white woman. I'm crying. Yeah. I don't even cry this much.
She couldn't even be like, I watched a couple of 80s movies with them.
She didn't do
one thing.
One thing. Yeah. And that's what we've been saying. We said it last week.
No, that was
she
my note.
She has not tried.
Yeah.
That was
just,
my note.
But just be honest. Because he's done. We ain't seen a graphic tee since the honeymoon.
You haven't?
He said, okay, my 80 stuff is gone.
I don't know if I watched him on the Unfiltered. He grew a little salt and pepper beard. I said, oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It wasn't an actual video. I saw a picture. I was like, oh, he done grew it out.
He done grew it out.
What'd he do, Liz?
He grew it out.
Ryan Isley.
Jake Isley.
Nah, but that's what I put. I said he's willing to work on himself and she's not budging.
By the way, no. There was a human. I texted y'all in the group chat and nobody responded to me because everybody was busy.
Yeah.
Their dog on ADR was so bad.
Yeah. They be having terrible ADR.
And then I said, it was so. They would take a reaction shot from something, but when they put, after that, Roll That Beautiful Bean footage segment, the ADR was just so off.
They did it on a phone.
I was like, fam, now listen, I ain't supposed to notice that. But she ain't tried. She's not going to try. They don't have a chance because she asked him, do you think I would be a person for you? He said, yeah, if you wanted it to work, it would work.
Yeah. But
and she ain't have nothing to say back to that.
I found it weird that they're both willing with her not budging and him changing basically who he is. I find it weird that they're willing to make it work.
Well, because they haven't tried.
They got a couple episodes.
I don't think she's actually trying. I think she does believe she's trying. She's not actually trying.
Right.
I think her mind is made up. There's no turning back.
No,
Come on, you got to get it.
I don't know why I'm referencing all these songs today.
I think she doesn't want to fail.
I do too.
I think that's the reason why she's going to fake the funk of trying again. And I do believe if she just, like he said, if she even remotely wanted this to work, it would work.
Not wanting to fail is not the same thing as trying to make something succeed.
Come on, woo! Tell the truth.
Say it again for the people in the back.
Not wanting to fail is not the same thing as trying to make something succeed.
Come on.
Was Josh the one people in the back?
She's been here for 5 minutes.
That was good.
That was good. Laughing at my husband. Oh, and bless her.
I feel like she just don't want to be embarrassed by her family and stuff. Oh, that was such a solid lick. I lick you like that, Liz.
I hate it.
I do that.
It's like your grandmama kissing you. You smell spit.
Give Brad a kiss. You like Amar. That's how Amar be
kissing. Amar, this is Amar.
Uh-huh. I was about to kiss you like the dude that they call out the bachelor, the black dude.
Eyes
sucking on faces.
You got kiss over the lips. Just
I'm going to kiss over your nose and chin.
Oh, you're silly.
Oh, my God.
True. Very true what you said, Kevin.
Yeah, they're another one. You know, at the end of the spades hand, when you know y'all lost, you just throw the last two cards
in.
That's what I want them to do.
Yes.
Just toss
them in.
You know you ain't got, they got the big joker, the baby. Let's not stand on ceremony. Man, they got the big, the baby, and the deuce. Let's just end it. We got to play the hand?
Can we at least lose the hat?
I'm committed now.
It's almost over. It's not ended.
I've been laughing at the whole episode.
I'm blessed and favored. That's what my hat stands for. Absolutely. Go to Masil, Josh. Zoom in.
Oh, and favored.
Zoom in.
Zoom in. Zoom in right there, Josh. Hurry up. You ain't zooming.
It's the pickup.
Yeah, dang. All right, Josh.
Yeah.
All right, zoom out. Get back to regular.
Manual zoom, Josh.
Regular view.
This is a 2-hour episode.
Was it?
They gonna love it.
They really are.
They love a good long.
Yeah, they were like, look, y'all was in a while. I thought y'all were gonna do it.
We had no material. So y'all was like, we gotta stretch it out. All right.
You took up the mantle.
Yeah. Why don't you got me a water, Josh? I was waiting on the next sponsor, but we only had three. I was like, I'm gonna go get me a water as soon as we do a sponsor.
So you said no water. Well, then more whiskey would be. Fill some water in here.
Thirsty. Water.
There's some water in there.
How much? What's the percentage?
There gotta be some water in there somehow.
This was a new bottle. Look at that.
That's a glass. That's a glass and a half.
Marcus, your eyes are glossed.
He's a hardcore rapper, but he's glossy.
Your eyes are glazed.
I expect this out of you, but you.
I just repeat, Marcus, you know you're right.
Marcus, you know you're right.
Make sure y'all tune in.
Wait, we're not done. We got one more. This one gonna be quick. That's why I said the flag. Brianna and Vincent.
We really do have a
they
whole
got some things to work out, but they be all right.
No, Brianna got to come. She got to come to the table. Brianna doesn't even know what compromise means.
No, she doesn't.
He was like,
she doesn't.
I cannot sleep in. Bless her heart. Or you could go to bed early.
Bless her heart.
And get up early like I want you to.
Brianna.
So what's the compromise? You'll get off your phone. Because when you're on your phone, it uses brain energy.
Yes.
And
she's that's why you're tired.
That is a scientific fact.
But that's not what he was
saying.
However, I said, however, Brianna, you got to lighten up, honey.
She did.
Let
that man sleep.
He just was like,
when he's on his
phone,
he's probably working because he's I want to do that. Vincent, hit me up.
Listen, I told Mark, I said, you would love a job like that. He said, no, I wouldn't.
To negotiate car deals?
I said, to go and talk stupid about, he loves to talk to people stupid.
Hey,
like
Kev's about to get a 70 Chevelle. Hey, I'm all over it.
I was going to talk to you about it.
Oh.
Melissa gave me
zoom
a
Zoom in.
Zoom in. That's gonna be a new thing. Zoom. I'm gonna get shirts made. Zoom in.
Zoom in.
Vinny looked exasperated during that conversation.
He did.
He
was
just like, to give a little bit too.
She hadn't been doing that much
that we saw,
like, you know, making him do stuff. That man was just like, I be at work, man, and then I be tired. When I want to lay down, I just want to lay down.
But no,
why I got to get up?
He says, "Is it okay if I tell her?"
Yeah. He did.
Is it that okay if I did?
And Pepper was like, "You can tell her."
I needed that. I needed that.
I signed a permission slip saying that I could go tell her.
And then he went over and told her, "Shut up!" And you tired? You want to lay in the bed? Go to bed earlier.
You know why you asked me this? Because you're sleepy. Need to go to bed.
Nah, that's Angel. That sounds like something she would say. It's like, you just need to go to bed early and wake up early so we can be on one accord.
Yes.
Listen, that
is why we in struggles.
Oh my God.
Bless their
heart. It was
tough.
But I still think that money thing was interesting too.
Yeah.
They are on opposite ends of the spectrum.
I don't know.
It was like some strong editing right there though.
I don't know. Them numbers looked like they were real.
But listen, Married at First Sight fan took a screenshot of their budgets. That joker was like $10,000 a month.
Really? Oh,
it was $9,451.
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
I'm trying to see if she
had
it on
her.
That?
No, when they talked about it. But here's the thing: when you coming up
it's
with budgets,
not on there no more.
You're trying to cover everything. So it's one of those things. It's like, all right, you covered. You spent, let's say, I want to spend $450 a month on buying new clothes.
First
it's like, but you spent that one month. Are you? Do you really do that?
That's
every
what she said.
That's
what she said.
She said I spent about $200-$300 on
the
clothes
way
every month.
She, it seems savings. To me that she brings in the income to live the life that she wants.
Yep.
Yes.
Therefore, she does. Saving isn't that important. It's like not high on her
I get
priority
where both
list.
Of them coming from,
yeah, though. And it seems like for him, he's like, no, ma'am, Miss Pam. If we got pool at the house, because the way he was even describing their house, like, I have a pool. If we have a pool table in the house, and I'm like, is this at her house? Have we seen her house?
Pool tables ain't
I
cheap.
Think
trust
he's
me.
Saying. I think he's saying in the future, if we have these things,
why would we go out?
Why would we go out?
Yeah.
Because for him.
But that's not fun, stay in.
That's
fun,
what she was thinking.
It's fun to be out.
Well, no, I think because for him, he is envisioning. You remember Vincent's first episode. I was like, this man wants to be a dad, not a husband.
Yes.
He kept talking about kids. So for Vincent, saving money now is imperative because he plans on having a family.
Yes.
For her, she's like, it's going to hurt.
That was
if I have kids,
all the negatives.
I can't. She's
the
like, my knees are sore.
No. She brought
I got
up
an
legitimate
earache.
Problems, though.
No, she brought up her blood pressure to the doctor. Then she brought it up, or the psychologist, or
Dr. Pepper.
Therapist, yes. And then when she brought the situation to Vincent, her first thing out the gate was, changing my body. Yeah. It's going,
hurt.
I ain't going to look. It's going to hurt. And he was like, but, you know, you'll be fine. She was like, you know, I got high blood pressure too now.
This is exactly how it came off.
You know, it was like, it was number two. It didn't seem like the concern.
I get it.
I didn't like that.
No, I see where you're coming from. However, editing, and y'all know more black women die in this country from giving birth than any other race that because is they true. Don't be caring about black women.
But I wish she would have presented yes. that first.
Yes.
And then because it adds merit to what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And for him, it's that important in what she was saying. Not saying that's not important because for women, it's your body.
It's a valid
it will change forever. Absolutely. So like that is valid.
1,000% agree. I completely agree. She should have presented that better.
But yeah, she just should have. The way she posed it. Present, yeah. Was it Pastor Cow or was it Pepper Shorts it that she was talking to?
Pepper.
It was Pepper. Okay. The way she presented it to Pepper Shorts, it was as if that was at the forefront of her mind.
Yeah. Yes.
And then she kind of backpedaled off of it with him.
Absolutely. 100%. Because when she started talking about my body's going to change, I was like, is that what the issue is?
I wasn't looking at it as like physically changing, but like what would her body go through? Like preeclampsia may mean something completely different compared to somebody with her if she has like abnormally high blood pressure. I don't know. I was giving her the benefit of the doubt.
That was a
I'm
nice
just
going to
call out Kevin and his head turning around backwards.
Hey.
I wanted to take your mind off it.
So now she hit him with both of those things.
It is. It's a meat sticking through their head.
Yeah. He was done.
He was done.
He was done.
He checked out mentally. His eyes were open when nobody was home.
Hello? Kev almost got meat sticking through the holes from the...
That's a meaty head.
Because you on two. Why don't you put it on one?
I don't even wear those types of hats. It's pointless.
Angel doesn't wear hats.
A big one. A big one for people with meaty heads.
It is a bigger hat, but I still wouldn't.
I look cool, right, guys?
Absolutely.
Hello, fellow cool kids.
You're giving me Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
You should have never spoke when you said
that. Just whatever he does, cool, he does it.
He does. It's very slow.
It's this little hump.
And it's all in the shoulders.
Uh-huh. But yeah, they'll still be fine. But
I think so too.
She definitely is going to have to listen a little bit harder because she just be like, "Cop, this is compromise." I got.
Can I go get water?
I got water for you, babe.
You should. You need to.
No, I need like a swig right now.
You gonna be over?
Oh, you drank too much, babe.
No, Tank has never drunk too much. Okay, I know my limits. But
hey,
fill my cup and let it overflow. All right.
The Lord said, but what?
Ain't no but.
Okay.
You heard it.
But you do need some water, though.
I need some water.
Correct.
You said I'm right correct. Now.
I got cotton mouth, all right? I don't want the little white things foaming on the side of my mouth.
Okay, baby.
You know what? It's a pet peeve of mine. If I go back and watch this episode,
The Bachelor had that.
Because he'd been sucking on noses and chins.
Thank you guys so much for joining us for today's episode of The Bald and the Beautiful. I hope that you enjoyed the journey, because if this episode wasn't a journey, I mean, we started somewhere and where we took you.
Well, it was
name a better piece of content.
Hey, you're welcome. And we thank you as well. You know what I'm saying? We thank you as well for tuning in. However, we've all had a long day. This has been 78 hours worth a day compared to split between us.
Doozy.
And we greatly appreciate it. Oh, we ain't doing the mukbang.
No,
you guys, it is actually 10
it's
o'clock.
It's 11:30. I'm in the bed in my house. My body is just separated from my bed right now. Here.
That's the only reason I drank all that, because I knew I was eating.
Yeah, I got food.
You can still eat though, Tank. We just ain't gonna
record. I'm gonna eat.
Thank you guys so much. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. Until the next time. Bye. Joshua, let's push to noon.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.